Hi, I'm Danielle Kelly. Welcome to another JPR Live session where we get to have conversations with artists we admire, one-of-a-kind live in-studio performances here in the Steve Nelson Performance Studio. Today's session is made possible in part with support from the Talent Club in downtown Talent, Oregon, offering live music and cold drinks in a casual atmosphere. You can find their music lineup at talentclublive.com. My guest today is now LA-based singer-songwriter-actress Kristen Ford with her very own blend of indie rock, folk, and pop, which takes her all across the country and the globe. She's currently out on a West Coast-led tour in support of the new full-length album Pinto you've likely been hearing here on JPR's Open Air. Pinto is on Righteous Babe Records and bringing these songs to life. Kristen, welcome to JPR.
Thanks for having me.
Kristen, you brought your guitar in today. You're playing dates in Eugene and Seattle this week. You're heading down to California. You spent a lot of time as a solo artist and with a looping machine. Are you on tour with a full band? Are you cruising around with your solo act?
I'm sometimes picking up a band, especially for Los Angeles or Nashville shows. But for this immediate run, it's just me and my bandmates are a bunch of inanimate objects.
Awesome.
That require electricity. But the price is right on paying them all. So
they're really bright colored. We'll have pictures up on our website later today. We've got banana shakers. We've got hot pink. We've got blue. We've got the entire rainbow here. You can find information, tour dates, merch, all sorts of goodies about Kristen at kristenfordmusic.com. I would love to dive into a song for our listeners. What would you like to start with?
I would love to play my sparkliest song, the title track on the record. Or it's not the title track if the record's not named after the track, but this is the first track on the record. It's called Here's to You, Kid.
You.
Hello, hello, somebody pay attention to me. Hello, hello, somebody pay attention to me. Hello, hello, somebody pay attention to me. Hello, hello. Hello, hello, somebody pay attention to me. Cause lately I've been feeling just a little empty. Let's find some clothes, maybe we can fight off this melancholy. How about a bottom one that's upbeat? How about a new thing that's down to hell? How about a disco ball? Just spinning around, around, around again. Around, around, around again. Around, around, around again. So here's to you, kid. Got French champagne just chilling in the fridge.
That's Kristen Ford here live at Jefferson Public Radio. Here's to you, kid, off the brand new record Pinto out on Righteous Babe Records. You can hear it anywhere you stream your music. Also, more at KristenFordMusic.com. Kristen, for those of our listeners who are just meeting you by way of JPR, I wanted to just sort of talk about your origins. Where'd you grow up? You're in LA now. You were in Nashville for a spell. Where'd you start out?
Yeah, I lived in 6 states technically by the time I was 19, so I've moved around a lot, but I spent my formative years in Massachusetts, in Western Mass.
Did you have, what was the reason for moving around so much?
My dad worked for colleges, and I think, I don't know, maybe it was just my destiny to get used to road life early so I could make friends easily and be a touring artist.
At what point did you adopt music as your thing?
I think I was like 14 when I first picked up a guitar, and I'd always been raised around music. There's always music. My dad's a singer, but a lot of it was like church music where I was like, this key isn't really super great for my voice. Like these melodies aren't totally hitting for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not until I really started learning songs that I loved on guitar and then writing my own songs that... yeah, it became my thing and my sort of obsession since 14.
Did you pursue music in the education system? Did you go to college for music?
I sort of did. So I went to a performing arts high school. It was a charter high school, and they had just gotten it started when I went there. And even though I was a music major, I never learned how to read music, and we never really did tests. It was like you could read a book and then either write a book report, or you could make up a song. So I would be before class, like looking up the spark notes of the plot points, and then on the cuff getting really good at just like making up a song. And they'd say, oh, that was so good. But anyway, I got to Columbia College in Chicago, and I was a music business major and a music performance minor. And the music stuff was really hard because I don't read music, I don't play piano, and I just was on the struggle bus. And my... winter of my second year of college, I went to New Zealand with a backpacker guitar and went hitchhiking and just had sort of an epiphany that I didn't really want to be a paper pusher, even though I do love music business, that I really wanted to be a musician. So I dropped out.
There was a line in one of the songs on the new record about driving trucks. There's also sort of a auto theme I've picked up on. The name of the album is Pinto. On your website, Kristen Ford Music, there is a really cool thing. Fans can support you by subscribing to your garage.
That's
on
right.
Different levels. What is where does the auto theme come from?
Well, Ford. People used to tease me and call me Chevy growing up, so I thought Kristen Ford Pinto would be a fun way to explode onto the scene.
Uh-huh.
I actually drive a Ford and fix or repair daily, found on road dead.
How are you with car repairs? Are you handy in the car department?
I'm not. I'm not. I can change my guitar strings, though, so that's good.
Very cool. I want to transition into asking about this record, Righteous Babe Records, Ani DeFranco. It's a household name here at Jefferson Public Radio. I would love to hear about how you got connected with her, and maybe even before that, what... you know, was Ani DeFranco somebody that was influential to you before you got connected with her?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as a songwriter, she just totally blew my mind. And I remember in college getting a D- in poetry, and Ani's song Gray was one of the lyrics that I brought in as a poem that I was like, this is incredible. Check this out. Yeah, I think Ani's been inspiring to me as a human, the path that she's walked, and as a performer, her shows are like just next level. They continue to push the the boundary of what is possible, and then getting to work with her as a collaborator, as a co-writer, and as a musician making sounds together, it was really cool. And on Pinto, we kind of did a postal service thing where some of the stuff we were together in the studio at the same time, and then other stuff was like I would send her, you know, a recording, and then she would send me back all of this stuff that she had added in her studio in New Orleans, and it was like Christmas Day every time I could open up a new attachment.
Wow. Well, fast forward from backpacking through New Zealand, guitar on your back, to being at an Ani show or your connection with Ani. Can you tell us the story of how you got connected with her? How did, and what that felt like? Was it surreal?
It was definitely surreal. Yeah, I had emailed Righteous Babe just about like something non-related, just like, hey, I exist and hi, or like, I don't know. And I think the timing was just so perfect because I was on tour. I didn't even mention my tour in the email, but I was playing P-Town the same day that Ani and her whole crew were on vacation there. So we were able to just connect at a live show, and she liked what she heard. And that's kind of a cool thing about Righteous Babes. It's like every artist on there is like, it's what Ani believes in. It's not necessarily, oh, who has the highest TikTok following, or yeah, it's fine if you're really good on TikTok. Good. I'm stoked for you. But it's like a music first, and yeah, it just kind of feels full circle to come from being influenced to meeting. And also, sometimes people have mistaken me for Ani, which is funny because I'm like 5'9" and she's 5'2". So we don't look that alike, but I guess we do a little bit.
I'm curious what your writing process, what experience was like before as a solo artist, and then collaborating with someone like that. How did that change your process or the content of the songs? How did it shift things for you? Because you wrote some of the album together, right?
Yeah, we definitely did. I mean, I think there was a lot of sort of panic, what's happening. But, you know, got to get over myself in that way. And being in Nashville for 8 years and doing a lot of co-writes and kind of approaching songwriting as you can be inspired to write a song, or you can just say, let's be constructive and flex that muscle and write a song. And so it feels very free to go into a project saying, I don't know how many songs it's going to be. I don't know how long it's going to take to record it. And just allowing the art to direct which way you're going to go.
Very cool. Would love to hear another song. What would you like to play next?
I'd love to play this song for you. It's called Girl in the Mirror.
Wherever you go, well, I guess that's where you are. Wherever you were, I was waiting for you. First time I fell in love, she blew my mind, she messed me up. 31, I was just 18. Small town, hush, summer fling, off to Chicago. I should've known she'd let me go. Ripped out that closet with open eyes and no regrets. So it's on my way. I needed chastity quite briefly. I picked her up at Trader Joe's. Daughter of a preacher, gotta fly you to my show. I used her and she used me. She dumped me for my drummer. Body of an angel, little homeschool firecracker. I was on my way, loving that girl in the mirror. Sounds cliche, she was the only one who mattered. Wherever you go, well I guess that's where you are. Wherever you were, I was waiting for you. With Katie, blonde hair, crystal blue eyes. I fell so dang quickly, I missed all them warning signs. A high head, a Capricorn, smashing glasses and slamming doors. I hurt like hell, breaking up, felt good as hell once I was gone. I was on my way, loving that girl in the mirror. Sounds cliche, you're still the only one who matters. Go. Well, I guess that's where you are. Wherever you were, waiting for ya. I loved her even though it wasn't true. I'm so sorry for the heartache that my path has led me through. Saoirse, Saoirse, give you 7 good years. Was it good for 6, 4, 5, or 3? No, we never could agree. I was on my way, loving that girl in the mirror. It sounds cliche, she was the only one who mattered. Wherever you go, well, I guess that's where you are. Wherever you were, I was waiting for you. I was waiting on that girl in the mirror.
Mirror, that's Kristen Ford live at Jefferson Public Radio. That is from the new record Pinto, out on Righteous Babe Records. Kristen came in to the studio today with a looping pedal board, all kinds of brightly colored gear here at her feet, and then a beautiful guitar, a shaker. All right, and you're touring on the road solo right now?
Yeah, I am. I'm doing several dates with my friend Rachel Sage.
Oh, cool.
Rachel Sage and the Sequins is her project.
Great.
And yeah, and then also my friend Tom Goss, who is a very talented singer-songwriter and has a lot of songs about bears, which is fun. We did some touring in the Southeast in June for Pride Month, and now we're going to close out. This is sort of the tail end of my Pinto album release tour, so we're going to close out some dates together in California.
How does it differ for you, your experience? Do you have a preference performing your songs solo with the looping or with a band or with, you know, friends like that? What's your preference? What's your favorite?
I mean, I just try to enjoy the journey, really. Like a lot of times I get the question, what's your favorite tour spot or your favorite city? And it's hard to pick favorites. There's a certain freedom that I can hop on an airplane myself and I feel like I can put on a show that's entertaining and full of sound, and then there's also something that you can't touch when you're creating music with, you know, you have a band, like when you're creating music with other people that you really vibe with, and yeah, like for my album release show, having keys and lead guitar and harmonies and drums and bass, it frees me up in a whole new way. But I do feel really comfortable with the pedals, so I feel kind of free in that too. Like, I never know what's going to happen at a show, and my goal is to just kind of get lost in the current of what's happening. So it won't be the same every time, for better or worse.
In this new record, Pinto covers all kinds of topics: the millennial experience, sexual identity, unfair prescribed societal constructs, relationship struggles. And I love how it's put on your website, all funneled into, delivered in the form of candy coated rock, which is really cool. But you know, you're really open and vulnerable with some of these stories and in the lyrics. And I wonder how much of it you're drawing from personal experience and you know, how do you set your barriers of like what you share with yourself that's personal and, you know, that you're putting into your art for your audience?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And thanks for, you know, liking the record. You never know how anyone will respond to it. And I think if you try to make something in order to please a certain audience, you've already missed the mark. And I think, you know, they say the personal is universal and the in general is the enemy of good or something. I think I learned that in acting class, where it's like, you can't like kind of vaguely feel something. You have to be like in the moment, or if you're supposed to be looking like you're going to find your keys, like you need to be visually in your mind going to look for them because the camera will know. But anyway, sorry, I'm just all over the place. But I think in terms of being personal and sharing, I used to self-censor a lot. I used to change all the pronouns of my songs so that they just like had no pronouns. And like, especially with the song Wild Heart, I saw a lot of injustices happening for the trans and the drag community. And I just felt like I have a platform, I have a voice, I have a lot of privilege. Let me go and try to at least speak to the part of the experience that I can. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how if you try to talk to somebody like logically and with facts, it doesn't go very far, but you can move someone with a song or a film or a photograph. And if you can get to the feeling, we're all just ripples of the same ocean. You know, we can have our different opinions, but it's all kind of one in my mind.
Totally. Speaking of acting, you've recently moved to LA. You've been dabbling in acting. You've got some off the mic. You were telling me about some things that were coming up for you. Can you tell us a little bit about your other life as an actor?
Sure. It's just, I think because I've been playing music so long, I have enjoyed kind of since 2020, really getting more serious about the craft of acting and about screenwriting. And, It's really fun in music. I think there's a lot of being able to control, and you have to make decision after decision where it's like, how is the record going to sound? What are you going to wear? What things are you going to say yes and no to? And when you find yourself in just a cog in the machine of like this huge production, it's like wardrobe will tell you what to wear and hair and makeup will assure that you look good. And then it's the grip's job to make sure that the lighting is right. And then you'll be handed the script. And that is all kind of fun for a recovering entrepreneur control freak.
Yeah.
Just to let go. And LA is a magical and challenging place. So I'm really happy to be out on the West Coast and just trying to kind of hit the ground running and learn as I go.
Are you finding ways to combine the two, you know, music videos or projects where you're a musician within the acting role or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. The two videos that I filmed in LA for Wild Heart and Whiplash were definitely steps up, where usually I'm like, oh, I can make it work with a phone and a tripod. But to actually have like a crew of like 8 to 10 people working to make the vision come together has been really fun to level up. And I think art is a beautiful thing. And it's like, there are so many talented people that maybe someday I'll have like my own production company. I can just put everyone to work and be like, you're amazing. You're cast. You're amazing. You do the music. You're amazing. You could do the wardrobe. Like, there's just so much talent in the world. And I don't know why we got robots making pictures and writing novels for us, because there's plenty of people that are really talented.
At the root of that, it's Kristen Ford. You can find information, tour schedule, merch, acting reels, perhaps, at kristenfordmusic.com. You can also find more information at the record label page, Righteous Babe. What's next for you? You're on a West Coast tour. What's the next chapter of the year or season for you?
We're heading into Grammy season.
Yeah.
That's where I'm really, I'm excited. I'm part of the Recording Academy this year for the first time. And so I get to be part of choosing who wins Grammys this year. And that also means that I was able to nominate myself for a couple things on the ballot. So the first round ballot drops soon, and we'll see what the 13,000 Academy members decide will be Grammy nominated this year. But it is really incredible that Pinto, I had a whole crew of people who have won Grammys working on the record, from the mixing to the mastering to the production to the songwriting. And that horse that's on the front cover like ran in front of me. We were down in Terlingua, Texas. It's a ghost town right on the Rio Grande on the Mexico border, and there's like wild horses galloping around, and I just feel like there's some magic to this record, and I'm been really enjoying every step of the way of promoting it, and then releasing singles, releasing the record, being on tour. So I'm gonna, I think, sleep for a week when the tour finishes, and hopefully just kick it into full gear, getting ready for awards season. That would be fun.
That's incredible. How do you get involved with being on the Academy?
I think it's like you know some Academy members, so now you got one, and then Academy members like nominate other members, and that's how it goes. So, and I think that the Grammy Association, like through Music Cares, they've actually like really impacted my life in a positive way, and they know that in the past it was very much like a whitewashed and not inclusive of all the genres that actually were popular. So I think they're doing a great job now of having some affinity groups and trying to branch out. But I will say they've never had a female producer of the year, and I'm really, fingers crossed, there could be, you know, Ani DeFranco and Kristen Ford, first female producers of the year.
How cool.
Could be.
For your consideration, Jefferson Public Radio listeners. Amazing. We have time for another song. What would you like to wrap up with?
I would love to play Whiplash for you.
You.
And thank you so much for having me. It's been really fun chatting.
Thanks for coming in.
First you want to take it slow, second you move and fast. So we need to talk and you're naked, making me laugh. Why you leave me high and dry? When say you won't last the night, cause you hit me with the whiplash. You say you love me, then you take it back. You break me off like a Kit Kat while we're dancing in your pussy track. You got me whipped with your whiplash, whiplash, whiplash. You got me whipped with your whiplash, whiplash, whiplash. You had your heart broke wide open before. You're the only referee that's out here keeping score. Say you want commitment, then you 1 foot out the door. Say it, I don't care, but I already miss you. Cause you hit me with the whiplash. You say you love me, then you take it back. Like a Kit Kat while we're dancing in your pussy track. You got me whipped with your whiplash, whiplash, whiplash. You got me whipped with your whiplash, whiplash, whiplash. Whiplash, whiplash. with you.
Stop, go, yes, no. We've been through all this before. We're in love, then I'm a up, down, wrong, right. I don't think you're less enough, but the body's out of sight. Now I woke up at your place. What happened to our space, 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 space? Cause you hit me with the whiplash. Say you love me, then you take it back. Break me up like a kid, yeah. While we dancing, then you pause the track.
That's Kristen Ford with Whiplash from the new album Pinto out on Righteous Babe Records, live right here at Jefferson Public Radio. So fun. Pictures will be up on our website later today. You're going to have to check them out because that shaker you heard was actually in the form of a banana shaker. Very cool. The whole outfit is, she's got a banana in her pocket. She's got hot pink all over the place. Kristen, it was so fun to hang out with you here at the studio. Thank you so much for sharing your songs and your stories with us. You can find out more about Kristen Ford and her music at KristenFordMusic.com. You can follow on socials, Kristen Ford Music, as well. Thank you so much for coming in. And
thanks, Danielle.
Good luck on your Grammy hopes and dreams. And
thank you.
Please keep us in the loop with any new music you've got, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Jefferson Public Radio. Appreciate y'all so much.
This live session was engineered by John Griffin, Lunazen Studios. Made possible in part with support from the Talent Club in Talent, Oregon, serving cold drinks and great music in a casual atmosphere downtown Talent. TalentClubLive.com for their schedule of live music. I'm Danielle Kelly. Thanks for listening. Open Air will continue right after this.